The August Lismore City Council meeting was on tonight. One of the items on the agenda was a notice of motion put forward by Councillor Neil Marks. This motion read, that Council review its current policies for use of areas under Council control for markets and other temporary events, and prepare appropriate policy guidelines addressing matters such as hours of operation, locations, and limitations on any products sold, and any other relevant matters for consideration. This motion was given the title, The Review of Market and Temporary Events Policies. Lismore City Council's Manager of Development and Compliance, Peter Jukin, submitted a rather lengthy staff comment in relation to this notice of motion. It explains a few points and addresses some issues. Mr. Jukin explained how Council had embarked on a process with the aim of reducing red tape for temporary events by eliminating a layer of compliance, including the removal of a requirement for development consent and outdoor seating in specific parts of the CBD. As a result, guidelines for temporary events were produced. He also went on to say that the policy framework to provide clear outcomes had not been drafted to date. These initial comments raise various concerns since Council has provided various approvals under the guidelines without a clear policy framework. This has created considerable distress for many business owners who have been asking for well over a year for such issues to be addressed. It has also allowed considerable inequities to occur between competing businesses, with one business falling within a manufactured definition and paying no rates, obtaining the greatest benefits together with considerable council support at the expense of ratepayers. Various attempts were made at obtaining a copy of the guidelines for temporary events without success. What was obtained was a notice of determination in relation to Lismore City Council's own development application for the commencement of outdoor dining areas and special events, markets, land use. This document was dated more than 3 months after an approval was already issued to a market in Magellan Street under the new policy. The notice of determination includes various generic requirements applicable to all holders of approvals under the new policy, many of which have also been ignored. Mr. Jukin then continued identifying some issues he stated had only been identified in the previous 12 months, which would support a review of the policy. The period may be arguable, but the question needs to be asked why it has taken 12 months for such a comment to be made, and it was only made following a notice of motion by a councillor who attended an open public business forum where the overwhelming majority of attendees did not support the market. Those pushing the issue were labelled negative, troublemakers or aggressive, as has become standard practice by Lismore City Council. Mr. Jukin has now listed concerns about the Magellan Street produce market deviating from their approval, a Division of Local Government practice note regarding temporary events policies, some Northern Rivers Food Links project policies, the operation of circuses in wet weather, and the adverse impact of planned events or rallies operating outside their expected numbers, as issues supporting the notice of motion is printed. As a side issue, the practice note from the Division of Local Government is dated December 2011 and provides a definition of event and lists various examples under the heading What is an event? The word market does not appear and none of the examples provided are comparable to a market. This document has been ignored for 8 months. In the interests of impartiality, a word search of the whole document reveals the word market appearing only once, and that is in a link to a New South Wales Food Authority document titled Guidelines for Food Businesses at Temporary Events. A temporary event is defined in that document as any occasion which is not permanent and where food is sold to consumers. Examples include fairs, festivals, markets and shows. Clarification should be sought from the Division of Local Government to determine whether markets fall within their definition of temporary events. Clarification should also be sought from the New South Wales Food Authority to determine whether their definition is for simplification of food handling requirements or a genuine belief that a market is a temporary event, even though holding an approval to operate twice a week for a period of 2 years, which is longer than many business leases. In any case, compliance with requirements as listed in any approval is still required regardless of how an event is defined. Mr. Jukin went on to say, it should be acknowledged that temporary events do have positive impacts within any local community, and provided events are properly planned in advance and conducted in accordance with clear policy and guidelines established for the use of council land, they should be supported. It seems that someone at council, after well over a year of stressful lobbying, is finally listening to what is expected. No one wants to see the markets closed down. Since this broadcast is pre-recorded and the transcript was submitted for approval prior to the council meeting, I will provide council's decision on Facebook and again during next week's broadcast. This is Big Rob on 92.9 River FM. Big Rob's rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.